We're continuing in Orach Chaim, Chelek Sheni, Hilchos Birchas Hamazon, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Tes. We're in the middle of a chapter of Likutei Halachos that's based on chapter 34 in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the Nekuda, a certain Nekuda, that's the term that he uses, which is the aspect of Tzaddik that's found in the Tzaddik of the generation, and also found inside of a person himself. And over there in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal quotes the pasuk, Cherpa Shavra Libi, that shame and embarrassment break my heart, referring to a person's sins and a person's Taivas Rois and Midois Rois. And Rabbeinu Zal says there that the way that we repair this broken heart is by connecting to the Nekuda Hashayach Laliboy Boes Hazois, by connecting to the aspect of tzaddik that's related to me at this given moment. Whether I can connect to the tzaddik of the generation himself, whether I can receive the nekuda of tzaddik from my fellow Jew, or sometimes be able to receive it from within myself, from the words of Torah or tefillah that I'm speaking, that my heart hears and receives and is able to be repaired through this. We spoke about this quite a bit till now, and now Rav Nosson Zal is going to use these concepts to enlighten us about the Yontif of Chanukah. V'zeh b'chinas Chanukah. All the concepts presented in that chapter on Likutei Moran and what we've spoken about so far related to Birkas Hamazon are all related to the holiday of Chanukah. Ki zeh b'chinas hadlokas ner Chanukah, because this is what lighting the Chanukah candles is all about. Ki ner Chanukah zeh b'chinas oyer hanekuda hakdosha shemeira. The Chanukah candles represent the light of that holy Nekuda that shines, bebechinas oyer v'ner, like light or a candle. Umo'ireres umekasheres halev l'Hashem Yisborach. And it awakens and attaches the person's heart to Hashem. Kanal b'maimer anal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 34 in Likutei Moran. V'zeh bechinas ner Chanukah. Bechinas ner mitzvah v'toyrah oyer. We know that a candle and the light of the candle represent the Torah and the mitzvahs. Ki hanekuda hanal hi bechinas toyrah oyer. Because that nekuda that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in Likutei Moran, that nekuda, that aspect of tzaddik, is the concept of Torah and light. That's what a tzaddik is all about. Ki hi meira u'me'ireres halev kanal. And it's this light that shines into and awakens and inspires the person's heart. V'alkein hanekuda hi bechinas oyer v'ner. And that's why it's referred to as light or a candle, bechinas ner Chanukah. V'zeh bechinas ner shel shemen. And this is why we use specifically oil, preferably. Bechinas shemen mishchas kodesh. Oil in the Torah represents holiness, light, das, bechinas meshach revus kutcha, as the Zohar Kodesh says, to draw upon oneself a major addition of holiness. Shehu bechinas hamoichin, this is the concept of the sechel, shezeo bechinas hanekuda hanal, which is that nekuda that Rabbeinu Zal speaking about over there in Likutei Moran, shehu bechinas tzaddik, which is the aspect of tzaddik, Bechinas Yosef Hu Hashalit. Rabbeinu Zal over there says that this represents Yosef, the tzaddik, who is the ruler of the world. The Gemara says, Man Malki Rabbonon. Who are the kings of the world? The rabbis. Shenimshach mibechinas Chochma Ubina. And this light of the tzaddik, it draws from Chochma and Bina. As Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this over there in Likutei Moran. Dehainu, what is Chochman Bina? Dehainu Hamoichin, that's the Sechel. Shehim Bechinas Shemen Mishchas Kodesh, which is referred to as this holy oil that fuels the candle, the brain of the person. Shemishom Iker Bechinas Hanekuda Hanal, Shubchinas Tzadik, Shenimshach Mishom. And it's from there, from Chochma and Bina, that this Nekuda of Tzaddik draws its light, its power. We know the Gemara says that the whole concept of sin comes from Ruach Shtus. Ein Adam Chayteon Kenechnas by Ruach Shtus. The whole concept of mitzvahs and maisim toivim is a concept of Sechel Dikdusha. So when we speak about a tzaddik, a person who has succeeded in avoiding sin and performing mitzvahs and maisim toivim, we're talking about a bardas, a person whose sechel is complete, a person who has this chachman bina. Just like Paroi said about Yosef HaTzadik, that now that I see that Hashem has given you this ability, ein chacham vanovoin kamoicha, I recognize that there is no one as smart as you, chacham vanovoin. Veze bechinas ner Chanukah, and this is what the mitzvah of Chanukah candles is all about, bechinas la'amshecha meshach ravois kudsha ula'adlaka butzina. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, to draw upon us a large quantity of holiness and to light the candle. Shemamshichin shemen mishchas kodesh, mishach revois kudsha. We're drawing this holy oil upon us. Shezeo b'chinas hamshochas hanekuda, which is also the concept of drawing this nekuda, b'chinas tzadik, this aspect of tzadik, Shenimsheches Mishon, which draws its light from there. The Midah of Yesoid, the sphere of Yesoid, is receiving from on top, from Chochman Bina. Valideze Madlikin Butzina. And this is how we light a candle. Ki alideze, alide hamshochas hanekudan albchinas tzadik, alideze meir oir vaner. By drawing upon us that nekuda, that aspect of tzaddik, through that, the light, the candle, shines brightly. We know that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal is referred to in the Zohar HaKadosh many times as Butzino Kadisha, the holy light, the holy candle. Ki al yideze meirin umeoirin haleiv l'Hashem Yisborach. Because again, through this aspect of tzaddik, which receives from Chochmen Bina, through this we draw light and his oirus into the heart to be aroused to want to connect Hashem. Bebchinas ner mitzvah v'toyro oir. Ki ha-toyro hi gam kein bechinas hanekuda hanal. Because the Torah is also another definition of that nekuda, that term nekuda that Rabbi Nizal is using over there in chapter 34 in Likutei Moran. Bechinas bris. The Torah is also called bris. Ki ha-Torah nikreis bris. Bechinas oir ha-nekuda hanal. Paragraph Yud. Vezois ha-mitzvah shel hadlokas ner Chanukah anu mekayimim bekol shana v'shana kedei l'shaber u'lahachnia malchus ha-resho hoimedes aleinu bechol dor v'dor u'bechol zman u'zman. This mitzvah of lighting Chanukah candles we perform every single year in order to break and defeat the kingdom of evil, which rises up against us in every single generation, all the time, to try to block us and prevent us from serving Hashem, to get us to forget the Torah, ulahavir al chukei ritzoinoi, and to violate Hashem's will. Kamei shehoya oz bimei Matisyahu, just like what took place during the time of Matisyahu Kohen Gadol. Kishe'omdo malchus yovan horesho al amcha Yisrael, la'ashkicham toirasecha v'chula. When the kingdom, the evil, wicked kingdom of Yovan, the Greeks, rose up against the Yidden to try to get us to forget the Torah. Ki ikar koyach malchus horesho, because the source from which all the kingdoms of evil draw their power is the original breaking of the vessels that took place when Hashem created the world. Shemishom ikar yinikosom, kayodua. The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that it's from those broken, shattered vessels, that's where the Sitrachra draws its energy from. V'ho ikar. And the most important aspect of this is al yedei ahavois hanefulin, through the fallen loves. Shehen Taivas Rois, which are all the misplaced and misdirected desires. When people love food, they love relaxation, they love things instead of loving Hashem and loving Torah and loving the tzaddikim, the love is misdirected to sinful type of love. That's this avos nefulin that came when those kelim, when the kelim kli chesed were shattered, and the chesed, the avo, dropped into places of tuma. Al yidei zeh heim roitzim lezgaber al Yisrael levatel mavodos yisborach. And by us falling into these avos hanefulin, when we desire things that we're not supposed to desire, that's what makes us vulnerable. That the malchus of the Sitra Achra should be able to get us to go against Hashem. V'al kein ein lahem koyach ki im kishein hanakudan al shulchinas tzadik Moshe meira. And therefore, these forces of the Sitra Achra have no power against us when that nekuda, which is that aspect of tzadik Moshe, is shining properly. Because that nekuda, that aspect of tzaddik, of Torah, weakens and eliminates them. We know the Gemara says, Barosi Yetzahara, Barosi Torah Tavlin. Hashem says, I created the Yetzahara, and I created the antidote to the Yetzahara, which is the Torah. Kalidei Shemamshichin Heoras Hanekuda Nal. Because by us drawing upon ourselves the light of that nekuda, what is the nekuda? Bechinas tzaddik moishel, the aspect of the power of the tzaddik. Bechinas Yisroel mamshaloisov. And we know that every single Jew is an aspect of tzaddik. Every single Jew is called memshaloisov, part of the kingdom of Hashem. Al yidei zeh nizbatlin kol hacherpois v'chol hashvira slav. Through this we eliminate all the shame, all the sins, all the broken hearts. Vazai heim nizbatlin legamri. And then these forces of evil are eliminated completely. Ki ein koichom elo mishom, mebechina shvira kanal. Because their power is only coming from the broken hearts, from the shattered vessels. Vazai kishein meir chas v'shom hanukuda nal shibchinas tzadik moishel b'chinas malchus, and therefore it's during those times when that nekuda, that aspect of tzadik moishel, that aspect of malchus of kedusha is not shining. Ki ikar heoras hanukuda hu b'chinas malchus pe b'chinas yosef u'ashalit. Now Rav Nosson Zal clarifies a little and emphasizes, because the main place where that light, that tzaddik, that aspect of tzaddik has to shine into, is into the peh, into the malchus. Remember, the tzaddik is yesoid, and yesoid, its major mission is to feed into the malchus, which is the peh. Bechinas Yisroel mamshaloiso, and into the Jewish nation, which is called the malchus, the memshal of Hashem. Bechinas kol Yisroel b'nei melochem heim, as the Gemara says, the entire klal Yisroel is referred to as royalty, princes, malchus. Ukishein meira chas v'shon bechinas hanukuda anal, bechinas malchus, and when that nekuda, that aspect of tzaddik, is not shining into the malchus, azai heim mezgabrim al yidei zeh kanal, then the forces, the opposing forces of the Sitra Achra, become strong, vazai mezgaber chas v'shol malchus harishol, and then the kingdom of evil becomes powerful, al yidei she'ein meira hanekuda hanal, by the fact that that light of the nekuda is not shining. Where is it not shining? Hi bechinas malchus dikdusha. It's not shining in the malchus of kedusha, which is its place. That's where that light of nekuda is supposed to shine. Again, Yosef hu hashalit. When the tzaddik is recognized as king, when the yisoid and malchus are one, that's when the Jews are powerful. That's when we're on top. And when the yisoid, when the tzaddik, the nekud of tzaddik is not shining into the malchus, then the malchus of kedusha is weak, and the malchus of the other side can take over.
Do we see that, Rav Nachman, in this week's parsha or last week's parsha, when Reuven was originally supposed to have the malchus and the
Bechora and the kahuna,
and then it was split up. Is that somehow connected?
Definitely. Definitely, that it's brought that Reuven, as a result of an act of pegam habris, that he interfered with the bed of his father. Yaakov Avinu was a super tzaddik, and Reuven's interfering, moving the bed of Bilha and exchanging it for his mother, even though his intentions was good, that was considered, it says, chilel yitzue oviv. It was considered an act of chilel habris, and therefore he lost the kingdom, he lost the Bechora, he lost the authority. V'alkein rotzu ha'yevonim levatel es Yisrael min ha'toyro legamri. And it's for this reason that the Greeks wanted to try to disconnect us from the Torah completely. V'omdoleinu lehashkiach toyrosech ha'sashom. They rose up against us to try to get us to forget the Torah completely, to replace it with their Greek culture. Ki ha-Torah hi bechinas oir ha-nekuda hanal. Because the Torah is the light of that nekuda that Rabbeinu Zal is speaking about in Likutei Moran. V'heim rotzu lahashkiach ulahalem bechinas oir ha-nekuda legamri. They wanted to get us to forget and hide, cover up that oir ha-nekuda completely. Ulahagbir malchusom chas v'shalom, and to strengthen their kingdom, the kingdom of the Sidrachra. V'alkein omru, and that's why the Greeks said, kisfu lochem al keren hashoer, she'ein lochem chelek belekei Yisrael. This is the wording in the Gemara, and Rav Nosson Sal is going to analyze this statement. The Greeks said, we want you to write on the horn of an ox that you have no portion in the Hashem of the Jewish people. That's the wording. Ein lochem chelek belikei Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal says, ki Yisrael nikroim chelek eloka mimal. Because the Torah defines every Jew as a portion of Hashem, a portion of the divine spirit of Hashem. A Jew has a neshama, a non-Jew doesn't. A non-Jew has ruach, not a neshama. So we are referred to as a chelek eloka mimal, a portion, a part, a piece of Hashem kavyochel. Bechinas, as it says in Chumash Dvorim, in Parshas Vezoy Sabrocha, ki chelek Hashem amoy. His nation, Bnei Yisrael, is chelek Hashem. We have chelek Hashem. We have a piece of Hashem inside of us. V'chein Hashem Yisborach nikro chelkenu v'goyrolenu. And we find that Hashem is referred to as our portion, our lot. Kama Shekosuv, as it says in the first chapter of Tikkun HaKloli, Hashem menos chelki v'choisi. Hashem is the my portion, my chelik. Bechinas, and as it says in Chumash Bamidbar, Ani chelkecha, when Hashem addresses the Kohanim and the Levim, that they don't have a portion in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because Ani chelkecha v'nachloscha. I am your portion. Kal yidei shebochar bonu v'nosan lanu es toirosoi. Because through the fact that Hashem chose us and gave us His Torah, and the other nations rejected the Torah, by doing this, Hashem gave over His will into our hands. He gave us control over His will. The authority is in our hands, that the will of Hashem should be like our will. Bechinas Yisrael mamshaloi sov. As the Pasuk defines us, Klal Yisrael, we are His rulers. We are mamshaloi sov. Bechinas, and as the Gemara in Moed Katan quotes that Pasuk, where Hashem says, "Me, I rule over everything. Me, Moshe, be. And who rules over me? Tzaddik. The Tzaddik rules over me." As the Gemara says there, Tzaddik Moshe beyiras Elokim. As Rabbeinu Zal explains all of this over there in chapter 34 in the Likutei Moran, Nimtza, We conclude, therefore, She Yisrael hem kaviyochol moishlim b'Hashem Yisborach. That Klal Yisrael, it's as if we could say that we rule over Hashem. The Gemara says in Psochem on that pasuk, Lamanatseach Mizmor, sing to the one who is defeat, who, the one who is won over. And the Gemara says, Zamru l'misha menatzchen oisai v'someach. Sing, give praise to the one who's defeated, and he enjoys it, he loves it. He loves when the Jews override him. When Hashem, chas v'shon, wants to employ midas hadin, and we, through our prayers, succeed in overriding that, in kaviyochol, changing Hashem's decision, as if we could say. V'alkein, these are delicate words. But again, every word Rav Nosson Zal is saying is based on Gemara Chumash Torah. People hear this at first, oh, that's Kfira. That's not Kfira, you're an Amoritz. Go learn Gemara, go learn Chumash, learn it carefully, open your eyes. And you'll see this is not Kfira. This is an accurate description of Hashem's relationship with Klal Yisrael and Hashem's relationship with the Tzaddik. V'al kein nikra Hashem Yisborach kaviyochol chelkom v'nachalosom shel Yisrael. And this is why we find the Torah uses this terminology. The Torah refers to Hashem as our portion, our nachala. Nachala means like a person, like a piece of land that a person owns. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Ani chelkecho v'nachloscho. Rav Nosson Zal explains, K'moy sheyesh lodom chelek v'nachlo shehu sheloi. Just like when a person has a portion or a piece of land that belongs to him, shehu moishel boy lasos boy kiret sinai, that person has the authority. If it's my land, I can plant it, I can make a patio over it, I can make a swimming pool there, I can do whatever I want with it. K'moikein kaviyochol Yisroel he moishlim boy yisborach. Hashem has given us, Klal Yisroel, the ability to rule over him. V'alkein nikro chelkom v'nachalosom. And that's why Hashem is referred to as our chelek, our nachalo. V'zeh shomru, and this is why the Greeks said, kisfu lochem she'ein lochem chelek b'lekei Yisroel. We want you to put it in writing that you have no chelek in Hashem. Ki heim rotzu levatel hamemsholo shel Yisroel. They wanted to eliminate the kingdom and the authority of the Jewish nation, Shehem Moishlim Bo Yisbor Kaviyochel, where Hashem has given us the ability to rule over him. V'alkein rotzu sheyichtivu Yisrael she'ein lohem chelek bo Yisborach. This is why the Greeks wanted us to write that we have no chelek in Hashem. She'ein lohem memshola bo Yisborach. We have no rulership over Hashem kaviyochel. Bechinas chelek v'nachlo kanal. Bechinas ani chelkecho. Ki rotzu chas v'sholom levatel hamemshola shel Yisrael. Because they wanted to eliminate and negate the kingdom of the Jewish nation, al yedei shehizgabru lahashkiach toroso kanal, by them using all their power to get us to forget and disconnect completely from the Torah. Shehu bechinas hanekudana. The Torah is that nekuda. The Torah is that aspect of tzaddik. Sheikar hamemshola shelonu bo yisborach, whereby our main authority and rulership over Hashem. Sheyiyah Hashem Yisborach chelkeinu v'nachloseinu. That Hashem should be our chelik and our nachlo, hu al yedei shemosar biyodeinu toirosoi, is through the fact that Hashem gave the Torah over into our hands. Shehu ritzoine. The Torah is the will of Hashem. The Torah is the book that defines the ratzon of Hashem, and Hashem has given the Torah to Bnei Yisrael. The Gemara says that when the Malachim approach Hashem before Rosh Hashanah to ask Hashem, when is Rosh Hashanah? When? Hashem says, what are you asking me for? When they will decide, when Bezdin on earth will decide, that's when Rosh Hashanah is. V'heim rotzu levatel zois chas v'shon. And the Greeks wanted to eliminate this completely. V'alkein timu kol hashmanim. And that's why the Gemara says that they defiled all of the oils. Bechinas shemen mishchas kodesh. Oil represents kedusha. Oil represents light. Bechinas hamoichim. Oil represents the seichel of a person. The brain is compared to a candle, and the oil is the seichel of the person. Shemishom nimshach hanekuda hanal. That's where this nekuda of tzaddik, this nekuda of Torah, that's where it draws from. Bechinas tzaddik moishel, that's where the tzaddik moishel draws from. It draws from chokhmah and bina. It draws from this shemen. Ki ikr bechinas hatzaddik moishel, bechinas hanekuda hanal, hual yidei bechinas shemen mishchas koidesh, bechinas hamoichem. Because the main power of this tzaddik moishe, this nekuda, comes from the oil, the moichin, meaning dehainu al yidei shmiras habris, by purity in the area of tikkun habris, shehu shmiras hamoichin, which begins from a person guarding their thoughts, lishmor hamoyach v'hadas, to guard one's brain, one's sechel, lekadeshu letahir hadas mehirhurim, to purify and sanctify one's sechel from sinful thoughts. Shiloi livgoim betipe hamoyach chas v'shom, so as not to damage the droplets of the brain. We know that the seed, which goes down, travels down the body to the yesoid in order to produce children, that seed originates in the brain. The Zohar HaKadosh quotes the pasuk v'noizlin min levonon. It flows, the waters, the liquid flows from levonoin, the Zohar HaKadosh says, min libuna demoicha, from the white matter of the brain. That's where the seed originates from. That's where the aspect of tzaddik yisoid originates from. Kemo Yosef HaTzaddik, she'omad banisoyoin v'loi pogam ba'moyach. Just like the case of Yosef HaTzaddik, who withstood the test, and he did not mess up, he didn't damage the brain. And through this, the Torah tells us he was zoche to chochma and bina bechinas, as Paroi said, there is no one that has chochma and bina like you. And that's what prepared him for his role to be king. Shehu bechinas tzaddik moishel. This was a perfect example of a tzaddik achieving memshola, the yisoid and the malchus being together. Valkein hoya hanes shel Chanukah al yidei hakohanim, and this also explains why the miracle of Chanukah took place specifically through the kohanim, who discovered this vial of oil, who defeated the Greeks. Shehein bechinas ahavo degdusha. We saw previously, and Rabbein Ezal says there on the Kutim Ram, that kohanim represent a holy ahava. Koyein is chesed. Levi is gvura. Yisroel is tiferes. Yisroel asher becho espoer. So the kohanim represent holy love, holy chesed, not ahavos nefulin. Shehu bechinas koyein sheshoire eitzel habris sholoim. As Rabbein Ezal explained over there in the Likutei Moran, that when the clay chesed shattered, the oir hachesed went down to the midah of yesoid. So this oir, this koyin, this aspect of koyin, avod gedusha, rests by the bris sholom, etzel hanekuda nal, kimavoyer heite b'maimran nal, as Rabbein Ezal explains very clearly over there in Likutei Moran. Shalideze nizbatel shvira slave. It's through avod gedusha, through this aspect of koyin, that eliminates the broken heart, v'nizbatel malchus harishah, and it eliminates the kingdom of evil, she'inikosa mishon, who draw from shvira salev, from cherpa, from ahava of the sitra achra. Ki nizbatlin kol hataivois v'kol hacherpois sheboim me'ahavois hanefulin, because all of the taivus rois and all the sins that come from the wrong type of love are eliminated al yidei ahava digdusha, through the holy love, bechinas kohen, which is referred to as the aspect of kohen, sheshoire eitzel oir hanekudanal. Just for a moment, I'd like to pause here to share something deep that I heard from my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld, Zechon Evrocha, in the Sifrei Kabbalah and in Sifrei Chassidus, it speaks a lot about oil. The zera, the seed that comes out of the body, is referred to as oil, also a bechina, an aspect of shemen, oil. And it's this zera that fuels the brain. When a person, chas v'shalom, wastes seed, or they act improperly regarding seed, they're wasting the oils that are supposed to feed the brain, that are supposed to nourish the seichel of the person. When those oil, when those liquids are leaked out of the body improperly, when they're misplaced or chas v'shalom wasted, then the brain loses its fuel. It doesn't have the oil that it needs. The candle doesn't have oil. What happens when a candle doesn't have oil? The candle goes out, or it's either weakened or extinguished completely. The Sifrei Kabbalah explain that there is a name of Hashem which is comprised of three letters, Beis, Yud, Tes. This is one of the names of Hashem, and it's a name of Hashem that's associated with Tikkun HaBris. There's a pasuk that they quote, where the pasuk says, Bizroyoi Yekabetz Tloim. With his arm, he gathers in the sheep. Now the word Zroya means arm, and the word Zera also means seed. And Yekabetz, to gather in, that's a term that's used to refer to gathering in all the Jews that are distant, or gathering in all the holy sparks that got scattered as a result of Pigam HaBris. The terminology that's used when a person commits sins of Pigam HaBris, the seed goes out, it's wasted, it doesn't go into the right place, and therefore it gets scattered. It gets scattered in all kinds of, by the Sitra Achra. And that's what nourishes the Sitra Achra. In our Shmon Esrei, the bracha teka b'shoifar gadol l'cheruseinu, v'sones l'kabetz kol yaseinu, Hashem, blow the shoifar that will announce our freedom, that will go out of the kingdom of the Sitra Achra, v'sones l'kabetz kol yaseinu, and perform the miracle that's needed to gather us in from our exiles. V'kapcenu yachad mehera me'arba kanfoy sa'oretz l'artzenu, and gather us all in together from being scattered over all over the world by the other nations. Gather us into Eretz Yisrael. So now it's brought that there's another name of Hashem, which is also three letters. And this name of Hashem is spelled Ches Beis Vav. And this name of Hashem is a name of Hashem that makes up the first letters of the pasuk Chel Bola Vayekienu. They swallowed up something powerful, and they're going to be forced to vomit it up, to give it back. Chel, chel means something powerful. Bola, swallowed, was swallowed up. Vayekienu, but ended up having to be vomited up, regurgitated. This pasuk is quoted regarding all of the holy sparks that the Sitra Achra swallows up. Again, especially when a person commits this type of sin of Pigam HaBris, wasting seed, the Sitra Achra swallows that, but the tzaddikim have power. The tzaddikim have the power through their tefillah, through their termesis, to Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in a chapter on Likut Imran that we're learning now in the Sunday afternoon shir, in Torah Ches, in the second half of Likut Imran, that when the tzaddik gives forth a tefillah bebechinas din, the Sitra Achra swallows that and it gets stuck in his throat, and the Sitra Achra is forced to return, to give back all the holy sparks that it swallowed up, the holy sparks, the mitzvahs, the das that the Sitra Achra swallowed up. So this is hinted to in this pasuk, Chel Bola Vayikienu. And this name of Hashem, Chel Bola Vayikienu, appears in that bracha in Shmon Esrei, when we say the Kapcenu Yachad Me'arba Kanfois. The middle letter of the word Yachad is a Ches, the middle letter of the word Me'arba is a Beis, and Kanfois, there's a Vav in there. That Ches Beis Vav is Marames to this name of Hashem, Ches Beis Vav, which is the name of Hashem that's appointed over this issue of gathering in these holy sparks. Now, we said before that there's also this name of Hashem, Beis Yutes, Bizroyoi Yekabetz Tloim. So the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that the letters Beis Yud Tes in Atbash, we know that there's a code where you flip the letter, the first letter from the beginning of the alphabet with the last letter of the Aleph Beis, the second letter from the beginning with the second letter from the end. So a Beis becomes a Shin, a Yud, Yud is the 10th letter from the beginning of the Aleph Beis, becomes a Mem, the Mem is the 10th letter from the end of the alphabet, and a Tes becomes a Nun. The Tes is the 9th letter from the beginning, becomes a Nun, so that Beis Yud Tes is Shin Mem Nun, Shemen, referring to oil. So that again, oil represents, holy oil represents Tikkun HaBris, Shmiras HaBris, the fuel that gives, that fuels the brain, the candle, the light of the Torah, the light of the mitzvahs of a person. When that oil, when those liquids of the body are wasted, chas v'shalom, or they're damaged, that's this concept of the Greeks damaging the oils of the body through their Greek culture, wanting to replace the Torah, the light of the holiness, with tumma, with impurity. In the Shmoneh Esrei of the Musaf Shmoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah, in the repetition of the Shmoneh Esrei, where the Chazan repeats the Shmoneh Esrei, there's a chapter in there. There's a paragraph. Umipnei chatoenu golinu me'atzenu. As a result of our sins, we were evicted from our land. V'nisrachaknu me'al admosenu, we became distant from our land. V'einonu yecholim lalois v'leirois, and we can't go up to the Beis Hamikdash. The Chidozal writes a tefillah that he says he didn't write this tefillah. This tefillah was written generations before him by Kadmoinim, by earlier tzaddikim, which a person can recite during the time that the Chazan is saying the repetition of the Shmoneh Esrei, while he's saying that paragraph from Mepnei Chateinu. In many good machzorim, they have a tefillah on bottom of the page written, which speaks about this issue of Tikkun HaBris, because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that was the most significant sin that caused us to be evicted from Eretz Yisrael, to go into Golus. And in that tefillah there, it mentions these names of Hashem, the Chel Bola Vayekienu, the Bizroyo Yekabetz Tloim, this Beis Yutes, which is Merames to this Shemen Mishchas Kodesh. And it's brought also that this name of Hashem, Beis Yud Tes, 2 plus 10 plus 9 is 21, which is Ekyeh, Hashem's name Ekyeh, which is Merames to Bina, the sphere of Bina, which is also the union of Shemen Mishchas Kodesh, this holy oil, this concept of Olam Haba, this concept of a very high level of holiness. I apologize for those who find this difficult to understand, where these concepts are completely new, but those that have some feeling and some knowledge about this, this is very significant information showing the connection between the concept of oil, the oil of the Hanukkah candles, and oil in general, a ner tamid of Shem and Zayis, the significance of oil, the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash was oil, Shemen Mishchas Kodesh. And that's the term that's used, that's the liquid that fuels the brain. And that's the term also that's used regarding the seed that comes out from the body. It's called the Shmanim Shebeguf. According to how a person guards and protects the oils of the body, that's what defines the Hatzlocha of the person's brain being able to think properly.
Could it be possible that when there was Beis Mikdash, we were more Shmiras HaBris, and now we're in a state of Hashem Yirachem Aleinu?
Most definitely. The Beis Hamikdash is called a center of Das. The Gemara says, Kol mi sheyesh bo ideya, ke'ilu nivne Beis Hamikdash b'yomav. A person who has Das, it's as if the Beis Hamikdash were already built for them. They have their Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash, you had the highest level of Torah. You had the Aron itself that had the Luchos in it, the Torah that was given by Hashem. And it also had the greatest rabbis, the Sanhedrin HaGdolah. And the Kohanim, who are the main people that served in the Beis Hamikdash. Why? What makes a Kohen different than another Jew? Tikkun HaBris. A Kohen has more strict requirements than another Jew. A regular Jew is allowed to marry a divorcee, a widow. A Kohen can't. He represents a higher... The Pasuk says, Ki shamru brischa, ki shamru imrasecha, uverischa yinsoiru. That Shevet Levi, the Kohanim, what makes them unique and special? A higher standard of Kedusha, of Tikkun HaBris.
Good morning, Rabbi. Good
morning.
Question regarding, say, Tzaddik and his Memshala. This whole inyan of Memshala, is, it seems like the absolute opposite, that I should tell Hashem what to do. Can you elaborate
sure.
on that?
Beautiful, beautiful question. There's a mission in Pirkei Avos where the Mishnah says, Batel Ritzoincha Mipnei Ritzoinoi, nullify and negate your will to the will of Hashem, Kedei Shiyevatel Ritzoin Acherim Mipnei Ritzoinecha, so that Hashem will nullify and negate the will of other people to your will. Meaning, those people who would oppose you, who would give you problems, or who wouldn't support you and help you, sometimes Chas V'Shalom could be a person's own wife, or a person's husband. We know when Hashem created Adam and Chava, Hashem said, Eseloi Ezer Kenegdoi. I will make for him an assistant against him, opposite him. And the Gemara says, Zocha Ezer, if a person Zocha, his wife is an Ezer, she's an assistant. She becomes subservient to his will, Vehu Yimshoel Bach. He rules over her, she becomes his assistant, the one who's helping him in every... If he's not Zoiche, Kenegdoi, she opposes him, Chas V'Shalom. And again, you could have this in every single role. Parents and children, husbands, wives, wives, husbands, rabbi, student, all on all different levels. There's three things going on here, at least. There's a person's Rotzayim, a person, I want candy, I want sleep, I want. There's the things that I want that are not within what Hashem wants. We just said that the book that defines Rotzen Hashem is the Torah. Anything that I want that goes against the Torah in any way is Chas V'Shalom conflicting with the Rotzen Hashem. My mission in this world is to overcome those Ritzonos, to negate my I want. What do I want? I want nothing. I want what Hashem wants. That's what I want. He asked me, what do I want? Do I want this or that? The answer is, whatever Hashem wants, that's what I want. Do I want to get this job? If Hashem wants me to have this job, I want this job. If Hashem doesn't want me to have this job, then I don't want it. This money, there's a major inheritance that I'm supposed to get. If Hashem wants me to have it, if Hashem understands that it's to my benefit, then I want it. If Hashem doesn't want me to have it, then I don't want it. That's step one. A person recognizing that there's the Ratzon of Hashem and there's my Ratzon, when it Chas V'Shalom conflicts with the Ratzon of Hashem, and my mission is to become totally subservient to the Ratzon of Hashem. When a person accomplishes that, and rises to the level of tzaddik, then there are times when Hashem presents his ratzon. Hashem says, I'm not going to do anything without first informing the tzaddik. Partners cannot do things without informing the other partner. Moshe Rabbeinu, every time when Hashem says, I want to destroy the Jew, let me at him. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, let me at him. he's telling me, I can't, I don't have to let him. You know, or I'm in a position, I'm blocking him. And et cetera, et cetera. There is this concept of tzaddikim knowing what Hashem really wants, the highest level of Ratzon Hashem, and Tzadikim being able to override the seeming Ratzon of Hashem, like we quoted that pasuk in Tehillim, Zamru l'misha menatzchen oisoy v'sameach, that when Hashem issues a decree, or Hashem makes somebody sick, or whatever it is, and the tzaddik is mispalel, and he overrides, he eliminates that decree, then there's another level. Sometimes when a person is sick or suffering this, that, we know that we're supposed to believe and realize that it's for our good, that it's really a refuah, it's a trufa, it's healing, etc., etc. So then why do we make a mishaberach? Why do we pray for refuah shalema? And Rav Nosson Zal explains that a human being is limited. A human being, a human doctor can say the only way to cure this illness is the person has to have an operation. Otherwise, the person's going to die, period. By Hashem, there's no such thing as the only option. Hashem has all options available to him all the time. When we are at a certain low, when we are not deserving of Hashem's chesed whatsoever, were Hashem to employ chesed, it could harm us. So Hashem knows he's got to change channel, he's got to use din against us. But Rav Nosson Zal says through prayer, through tefillah, we create vessels which can receive that chesed. So automatically there becomes a safe, healthy alternative. When there weren't the vessels, when we didn't have the vessels to receive chesed, Hashem had to use midas hadin. But through tefillah and through other methods, we create vessels. Now Hashem can change channel and use the chesed channel. That's one example. And another example, Rabbeinu Zal says that when the brothers of Yosef HaTzadik were going down to Egypt, they prepared, they made all kinds of preparations. They took food and money and this, that. And Yaakov Avinu said, okay, you got everything, right? They said, we have everything, but we don't have the most important thing. We need your blessing. We need your prayer. So the prayer that Yaakov Avinu said at that time was, Kel Shakai Yitain Lochem Rachamim. May Hashem give you kindness. And Rabbeinu Zal on Likutei Moharan questions this. What do you give? Show you kindness. What does that mean? And Rabbeinu Zal explains that in heaven, from their view up there, our suffering is an act of kindness. Because they know it's curing us and healing us and everything. But we earthlings down here, or certainly children, they tell a kid, no, this pain is really good for you. They say, it's so good, yeah, how about if you have it? So Rabbeinu Zal says that there is a prayer of Kelsh, may Hashem give us the rachamim, give us the right to define what is rachamim, to define what is kindness. Because Hashem's definition of kindness sometimes is a smack. When a child runs into the street and the parent grabs the child and smacks the child and the child's life is spared. The child has another opportunity to run in the street when they would have gotten killed. And because they remember that they got smacked for going into the street, you know, they're not going to do that again. On one hand, it's an act of kindness in a sense. But Rabbeinu Zal says that there are times when we pray to Hashem, Hashem, give us the right to define the kindness. Because sometimes we can't handle your kindness. But here again, the question comes, so 1 minute, are we disagreeing? Hashem knows that this is kindness and I know better? Chas v'shalom, that's not what we're saying. We're saying on the contrary, that because we are on such a low level, we can't handle that higher level of kindness sometimes. And we need the sugar, we need the sweetener, you know, we need that kind of thing. There's even such a concept in tefillah. Read Tehillim, read Likutei Tefillos, to study the prayers that the tzaddikim have given us, to be able to know how to pray, how to understand when we're debating with Hashem, and when we're bowing our head to Hashem, when we're accepting the will of Hashem upon us. This is a little bit of clarification on this topic, I hope.
Thank you.
Baruch Hashem.
So sometimes it seems like a theory because of what's going on now politically. I'm not going to say politics, but my wife told me, she says, what are you, nuts? Hashem is controlling this. This is all Hashem's doing. So I say, you're right, but I don't understand because I'm living my life and they're doing exactly the opposite of what it seems like the Torah is doing. Like, I just want to live here, and essentially, I just want to be left alone. Like, please leave me alone so I can serve Hashem until the Gula happens, until we get a base of Mikdash. And like, whatever these people do, they're not interested. They don't want to come close to Hashem. Like, just, can we just like build a fence? I don't know.
During Rabbi Nachman's time, there was a certain threat, a certain major threat of a certain catastrophe happening. And there were tzaddikim at the time that said, don't worry, Hashem will never let that, Hashem won't let that happen, this, that. And Rabbi Nisal disagreed with them, and Hashem's, and he said, what are you talking about? We haven't had catastrophes before in the world. We haven't had a Churban Beis HaMikdash. We haven't had time that millions of Jews were killed. We can't leave. Don't say everything's going to be okay. We have to fight this decree. We have to pray to Hashem with all of our power to try to negate that decree. And it's a similar thing here. But it's also a concept of two pockets. In one pocket, we recognize that Hashem is running the world. And Hashem is running Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem is running the government in Eretz Yisrael and everything. But that doesn't mean that he wants us to sit by and accept everything. The Torah teaches us that when we perceive something as being harmful and negative and bad to us, we are required to be mispalel. That's this issue again, we said. The issue of tefillah, that we see throughout the Torah, that whenever anything seemed problematic or no good in any kind of way, whether it's health, emotional, government, finances, everything, Hashem expects us to fight it with tefillah. Yaakov Avinu, when he saw Esav coming at him, he didn't say, oh, this is the Ratzon Hashem. And the Torah says he prepared on three fronts. He prepared money to try to see if he could bribe, if with money he could avoid the threat of Esav. He prepared war, he prepared for battle if necessary. And he split the camp that he'll salvage, if chas v'shalom there'll be destruction, we'll try to salvage whatever we can. And he prepared tefillah. He prepared himself with very powerful tefillah to Hashem. So we see from the examples of tzaddikim that on one hand is tremendous faith that Hashem is controlling everything and Hashem is operating behind the scenes, but Hashem calls us mamshaloisov, that he wants us to override, that when there's any negativity towards Klal Yisrael or towards an individual Jew, he expects us to do what we can, what's within us, to fight it through the means that we're taught to fight it.
Thank you.
Sure. Wishing everybody a wonderful day and a good week. Rav Nosson Zal is going to clarify a lot more, the holiday of Chanukah, the Kohanim, the Ktoires, the Menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Hopefully we should be zeicher to draw all the lessons that we can from the Torah, from the tzaddikim, from these mitzvahs, and see the final victory of the Malchus V'Kedusha with the coming of Moshiach, the building of the third and final Beis HaMikdash, b'mehera b'yameinu, amen v'amen.
Amen. Shavua tov, Rabbi. All the best.
Shavua tov. All the best.
Thank you, Rabbi. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.